This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last two visits, we focused on Christ's death and resurrection. Matthew wanted to clearly present the facts surrounding the death and burial of Jesus Christ, the cross and the tomb. But he wanted to point out something else. He wanted us to know that the cross is empty, and so is the tomb. Those are the two major pillars of the Christian faith, the empty cross and the empty tomb. Why do so many people wear a cross with a figure of Jesus on it? He did die on a cross, but the Bible declares that his body was taken down from that cross. The cross is empty. According to the book of Hebrews, Jesus Christ's one sacrificial death was adequate to take away our sins. He doesn't need to repeat that death as the priests of the Old Testament needed to repeat the sacrifices they offered. No, the cross is empty. This signifies the victory he won when he died to take away our sins. The tomb is also empty. This Jesus also predicted. He was buried in a tomb that could have been checked readily. When checked by those who went there that first Easter morning, it was empty. The guards posted to guard the tomb declared it was empty. They were told to make up the lame excuse that the disciples stole the body. Not so. Jesus is alive. The cross is empty, and so is the tomb. Believe in the living Christ, and you will be saved. I encourage you to go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and review these scripts on the death and resurrection of Jesus. Then make sure you've trusted in Him for eternal life.